This is Mae Brussel. It's KAZU FM in Pacific Grove, California. We take a half hour of telephone calls. I'll try not to take so long answering some of them, but I think it may be interesting to get the question answered in depth sometimes rather than speed them along, even though we just have 25 minutes to do this. The phone number is 375-3082. If you have questions that you want to ask me about past programs or to share information about what you saw during the week, there was a movie on the Rosenberg trial, and I got a call from his listener on that, and you may like to share your ideas of the Rosenberg trial. It's wonderful that these movies are made and that they are played over and over for new generations. What happened and was clear in my mind a long while ago is now replayed for future students of history to study. So I think that's very valuable. Back to back with that program was a movie on the damage of Senator Joe McCarthy, and it was a very low-key movie, not using the famous names such as Dalton Trumbull and the people that were blacklisted by Senator Joe McCarthy in Hollywood, but two people who were hurt, one that worked as an engineer and in nuclear work or government-related work, but at a very low level, and another was a teacher in Virginia who really wasn't a communist, but was fired from the school system and wherever she went because of her ideas or the fact that at a cocktail party she referred to a painting and said it suggested somebody could masturbate. And because she had used that word and had abstract art, she never could earn a living as a teacher. And she went from city to city, finally found a job at a small college, but her life was really damaged by that. This next week there's going to be Johnny Got Your Gun, the Dalton Trumbull movie, the great anti-war movie about the person left without arms and legs, that tragic story of war. And he was blacklisted in Hollywood. This was an amazing story, and it'll be on this week. I have a call now. We'll go back and share some more in a minute. Hello? Across the bay, how are you? Uh-huh. Oh, it will? KQED. You mean on the radio or just the television? I mean, that's Channel 28 down in Carmel. Let's see, you're up in the Bay Area. Channel 9, okay. Oh, yeah, and when will that be on? Oh, this evening. Okay, I'll run home and see that. What they've been doing lately, it's reversed. We used to get Channel 9 up here, and then it was rerun on 54 a week later. Now they're doing it 54 first and 9 second. Well, I appreciate your calling in because that's something I wanted to see, and I had to make that hard decision whether I wanted to see. Again tonight? Yeah, they were playing. Well, no, it was during the week, like Wednesday or Thursday. They were the same time, and both of them are very important. The reason I decided on the Joe McCarthy was because of Robert Morris heading his Senate Investigating Committee and working with the Young Americans for Freedom and with the people that were involved in killing John Kennedy. So I opt for that, although the people behind the assassinations also helped barbecue the Rosenbergs. What was that? Oh, yes. And oh yeah, did you like that? Uh-huh. Yeah, Eva Braun is so fascinating. I've referred to her on different programs and the Nazi money that was put in her accounts in Switzerland and then released for the Bormann Brotherhood and for continuing the network later, that she was the real cover for the funds, the millions and millions of dollars stashed away. Mm-hmm. Well, I think they both created each other. It's like Nancy and Ronald. You know, it's hard to pinpoint which one. I mean, she did a lot for his image. Yeah. She created the image that she was working for the poor and the labor unions, and she was solving millions and millions away, and they really loved her. I was just reading a book on Eva Braun the other day. I picked it up just at about 15 or 20 minutes and was reading it, and again, oh, pictures of her funeral and people standing, millions of them in line, and the aura and the image, this wasn't too critical, the part I read, but the magnetism of a personality, how they had to send her. Interesting enough, when you reread it, it tells you a lot. The body went to Milan. Well, that's where the Nazi mafia stronghold was. But the first time I read it, or I don't even think, no, the movie, the play Evita doesn't go into where the body was after her death. It begins with her death. But her body was taken to Milan so that the people in Argentina wouldn't rally around her too much and have a hero, and it was just returned a short while ago. I know I missed that. Is that coming back again? It was a two-part on Douglas MacArthur. Mark, and the I missed that. Also, was it? Well, a lot of people do. I'm going to have a hard time convincing people as I work on his staff and the German staff just what kind of a rascal he was. Yeah, yeah, that was a good thing. And another movie, I don't know if how many of the listeners have home box office, but there was a movie called When the Music's Over with Bill Haley and Buddy Holly and Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jim Croce, Cass Elliott, Elvis Presley, and John Lennon. And it tells how they had their peak at 20 and were dead at 22. Maybe the oldest was 30, Lennon going close to 40. But how they just were at their peak of marvelous experiences. It goes into Monterey Pop and how they died, each one of them. It doesn't tell how they died. Although they said Jim Morrison had a heart attack. You know, this young guy over in Paris has a heart attack. Three died in London. I think two of them were at the same hotel. They didn't go into the details, but Mama Cass and... Jimi Hendrix were in London, and Judy Garland was there at the same place when I believe she was killed for reasons not too separate. Home box office had it four times. They're going to have it one more time. If there's listeners who have home boxes at your office or you want to go to a friend's house, Thursday night, the 30th, it's going to be played one more time. Now, sometimes they redo those later. Yeah. Oh, the reunion at Los Alamos. Uh-huh. 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 Oh, my God. Uh-huh. 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 Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Yeah. Because it will defend the church. Yeah, I get it. Oh. Oh, my. What? Meanwhile, he funds $10 million to the Russian Department of Columbia. No, no. What I'll have to do, you remind me, on Sunday, the TV guide comes in the regular newspapers, and a lot of people don't take the paper or read. I'm going to, from now on, check the paper and see what documentaries are on during the week, so because it comes out on Sunday and Monday, I can tell people to try and catch them. Yeah, I forgot. I didn't realize there was so much, and I saw it, and I think I will tell people because otherwise they may not listen to those broadcasts, and if they know ahead of time, they can go to friends' homes if they don't have the TV and see it. Two questions, and then we'll go on. Yes. Uh-huh. I know. Okay, the question. Okay, I'll take your questions on the air. What do I think of the veto power of Congress this week? Well, it's always been the arrangement that when a bill went before the Congress and passed, the president had the right to veto it. But if the majority from the 50 states want to overpower the president, they have the last word. And now the Supreme Court has come along and said, no, if the president vetoes it, that's what is going to be final. So what I think it'll do is tighten up Congress and make them more careful of what they give to the president. I think it'll boomerang. And before they make a bill and think that they have the power, they will veto. They will make the bill tighter before it gets into his hands. And one quick answer, and then I'll take the next question. What do I think of the Pope being accused of interfering? I think that he did interfere there, but I think it will boomerang on the Vatican, and Lech Walesa will be done because he has private at least 1 or 2 million in the Vatican Bank, Lech Walesa has, and he's embarrassing the Italian members of the Vatican because the Pope gave Walesa a loan, $50 million of Vatican money, and it's going out of Italy into Poland, and I think the Italian people are furious. I'll take another question now. Hello? Yes. That isn't on now?
It usually is, right? Can you hear it now?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you can hear it now? Yeah, there was something I could turn on. Oh, you just heard the answer, not the talking?
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking. Okay, let me go real fast. We were talking about what was on TV this week, a movie on Ava Perone and Douglas MacArthur, and one with Avril Harriman, and one on the Rosenbergs, and one with Senator Joe McCarthy, and also the young rock musicians with their untimely deaths. What I'll do on Mondays is go carefully through the TV guide and the newspaper and announce ahead of time so that those who might miss it otherwise will be sure to watch it. Now, this week there is Johnny Got Your Gun, the Dalton Trumbo, so be sure and see that.
All right.
And I'll try and cover. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't catch that. Call me as soon as you can like you did this time. We'll catch that.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have another question? Or just want to take care of that one.
Did you know that there's an article coming up next month in Penthouse on Otto von Bolschwein?
Oh, yeah. That was one that I helped write. He came out here to the peninsula, and I gave him a lot of material. He wouldn't let me be co-author or put the name in, and I introduced him to Pete Carey, and he went up to San Jose, and he has a lot about Helene von Damme, and I said, well, if you come out here and I give you the material, what do I get out of it, except I give you my time? So he said, well, I'll give you documents that I got out of Germany, and among the documents was the Gestapo application of Otto von Bolschwein to join the Gestapo, and it goes to his family tree, 250 years, which fits in with the Mormon data banks, the material I have, and people say, well, they joined the Gestapo unknowingly because they were young and enthusiastic and they didn't have a choice. They were carefully screened going back 250 years.
Wow.
So I have that, and I'll do more on that. And We Magazine has an article this month on Sirhan and the Robert Kennedy murder and how Thane Caesar shot Robert Kennedy from the back of the head.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's in We right now. I'll have to do it. Now, this doesn't get on the regular World Watchers, but the radio programs are too late by the time the broadcasts get out of this area. I'll do it this segment of the program. That's the best thing to do.
Oh, well.
But the national magazines, I'll keep up because they're out for a month. So
yeah.
We have that. And if you hear of any articles that I haven't mentioned or missed, be sure and call in and let us know.
Yeah, of course, I talked to you before. I met this guy at UC Santa Cruz who met Thane Caesar a number of times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want more information if you can ever locate that person. I'm very interested.
That was about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I'll try to if I can.
Let's see if we can find it. Also, Omni Magazine is going to have an article... an author that I met through my daughter who told him about Alternative 3, and he got in touch with Leslie Watkins in London, and they're doing a story on Alternative 3.
Wow.
And Watkins' reaction to him was, thank goodness, you know, she told me about this. I'm glad that you're turned on to it and know. So Omni will be having a story about space stations and the plans for genocide and NASA and the Nazi combine.
That's really good. You know, they're funny. Because then they've also printed articles by that guy. Where is he, at Yale or
Oh,
Harvard?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Omni has all kinds of stuff on Gerard O'Neill.
Yeah. They printed an article one month about how the Scientologists were helping people to get off drugs, 80% success rate. And then the next month, in a magazine published, well, Penthouse, which is published by the same person, Bob Guccione, they had an article by his son claiming that they were, you know...
Yeah, they do both sides.
It's odd.
I know. And Guccione is a law partner with Roy Cohn on advanced multi-million dollar genetic experiments. And there have been articles that the intent of these experiments is to alter people for space. So Omni has a finger in the genetic experiments as well as in the interest in space.
Right.
But take what you can get. If they have a thing on Alternative 3, you know, it's great. Take it, right?
Sure.
And read it. Okay, well, we'll get those magazines. And thanks for calling in on the board thing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I apologize for that part that wasn't on the air there. It's 375-3082. If you have a question or want to share information about what is coming on the media, and we can talk about that. I brought in one article from the Los Angeles Herald. Fired coroner sues for millions. That's Thomas Noguchi, the famous coroner who was fired from his job for sensational remarks he made. Well, he's been in trouble for a long time, but sensational remarks about Natalie Wood and William Holden. And he wants $1 million. He'll probably get as a payoff because he knows what happened to all of these people and he has the bottom line, so I don't say they can fire him. We'll take another call real fast. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
You've probably already been asked this several times.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Carmel.
Carmel, okay.
And I was wondering, do you have any information about Leo, what's his name again? Philip Burton.
Philip Burton?
And the way he died, is there anything unnatural about that, or is it just a heart attack, or what?
He died fast.
Yeah, he did.
Phil Burton died at a time, also when McCabe from the Chronicle died. They both died about a week apart, and they had two common denominators. One was an intense hatred of Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And the other was a more violent reaction to Watts and James Watts and the Interior.
Yeah.
And they were really vehement against them. McCabe was a drinker, as I understand Holden was, but Holden, at the time that he died, fell down in a pool of blood, had no liquor in the house except a fifth of vodka. The house was empty.
Oh, really?
William Holden, when he died, this great alcoholic was in a house where it was locked up and friends came in where there was no liquor in the house at the time.
And he supposedly hit his head on a table and bled all over the floor.
Bled to death, yes. I mean, boy, and then right after that, McCabe was found face down in a pool of blood.
Yeah.
And then the logical thing is, well, he's an alcoholic. Now, I just read a memo of the CIA of a particular person. Let me think who it was. They were going, Jack Anderson's column on aggravating the Nixon White House and Andrew Young, not Andrew Young, but the other Young that worked for him, and E. Howard Hunt and Colson, and they had several plans to kill him because he had exposed Henry Kissinger's job in Pakistan and what he was doing there and other parts of the administration, the secret bombing in Cambodia. And they said, well, we have a high crime rate in Washington, so we can kill him while he's being mugged. I mean, you can't deny there's a crime rate.
Yeah.
So you, instead of just gunning them down like old, you know, mafia style, they suggested putting food poison on a steering wheel that would permeate into his hands. And then there was, if you put something like LSD into drinks or food where he would act crazy. But you not only act crazy, you could drive off a road.
Well, I heard Philip Burton was a heavy drinker, too, at times.
He was a drinker, but he also was the last flaming liberal that Congress had. The most flaming liberal in Israel just died this week from an apparent heart attack.
Oh.
The opponent of Begin and Sharon, and I keep promising to bring in, you know, 200 tons of articles of the most current deaths. I have never gotten to the Burton thing at the time. He had a machinery there where he was...
Well, his machinery is supposedly out of work now because they put his wife in there, and she doesn't know anyone in Washington.
Well, it's interesting. Oh, I think she knows everyone in Washington. Interesting story there was that I didn't know it until you get these obituaries, but when she was running to take his seat last week, her father passed away, and he was a victim of a Polish concentration camp and had come to this country and was living in San Francisco.
How old was he?
Oh, he was an elderly man. I think he died a natural death.
Yeah.
But his background of a Jew who had gone through the concentration camps, because I didn't think the Burton family, I mean, there's never he isn't Jewish.
Yeah.
And they're very active in all kinds of liberal politics, but Watts is really booming around this coast with the parks and the offshore oil, and certainly two of his biggest opponents in a city the size of San Francisco who have access to Congress and the media, both McCabe and Burton, died a week apart.
Yeah, I never noticed the similarity between McCabe's death and Holden's death. That's very disturbing now that you mention it.
Yeah. And what's disturbing to me is that the friends, do, you know, they sit back and they're, oh, God, I guess you've had too much, you fell down. How can you be in a pool of blood on your stomach from, you know, this kind of thing? I just read tonight the indictment. They're trying to press again the indictment for Jackie Smith for the John Belushi case. I mean, how long, I mean, from the moment he was dead, it was a murder. And the room service comes to there, and there's a corpse in there, and she goes out to breakfast, and the rigor mortis is set in, and she comes back with all the paraphernalia, hands it to the police, and then they say, oh, yeah, he overdosed. If she were on probation, she would have cleaned it out and at least been clean. You know,
no, there's a lot, very suspicious woman
so
there.
So tonight, again, they're trying to get her on a second degree, not in 17 drug charges. But now McCabe and Burton, are, the timing is the clue always.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Right.
But his wife knows plenty of people, and I think he's popular enough that she said the first thing she's going to do is vote against atomic bombs and MX missiles and so forth, so... She got the seat, I think, and she's going on.
That's quite a relief. All right, one more question before I... Goff, what do you think Reagan will pull to get reelected? A friend of mine says he'll pull some kind of a fake war.
Has to pull anything. I think maybe if he sends the elections till June. I read that Italy, where this proxy, CRAXI, who was part of the Masonic Lodge and the P2 and the Nazi network, they called their party the Socialist.
Yeah.
You know, not the National Socialist. And they had an election yesterday, and they said the weather was too nice, everyone went to the beach.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I mean, all you have to do if you have weather manipulations, have a nice day, and no one will vote. Except the Republicans. I mean, people are so dumb. There was another major election yesterday. There was Italy.
And there was Japan.
And Japan. And here, the man running for the head of Japan, he was trained at Harvard with Henry Kissinger. He is a gung-ho, armed Japan militarist who wants to get into World War III, you know, before... the sunset.
Yeah, he wants to drag Japan in, too.
He wants to drag Japan. He wants to raise their taxes for weapons. And here's this bloker who's going to take their money. They've had two Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and they haven't figured it out yet.
Does that guy have anything to do with World War II or war crimes or anything?
Yes, he did have. He had a war record, a criminal, yes. And he was protected, and then sent to Harvard. He was one of the war, in with the war machine. And the point of the excuse was not, let's see, I may have brought it in here. I saved it. I got it out this morning, nearly vomited. The excuse was one was a sunny day, and the other they went to the beach. And it seemed that the weather was nice in both places. But you see, they have it smart. They wait till the summer and have their elections.
Yeah.
The Reagan says, I'm going to put it on from November till April. Everyone will be out, you know, putting poppies out.
Oh, that's obviously what Thatcher did.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Reagan doesn't have to do anything. I believe that if you have Star Wars, let's get into it again. You have the World Series. And your football, and you have your diversionaries. I have a very good friend, and we argue about this all the time. But the American people have become victimized.
They are.
If they don't pull out the plugs and all the tubes and have people in, you know, once a month, to read one book a month, you know, they got 12 books a year they could talk about. If they took one paper a day and just saved the articles, they'd know who to vote against.
That's right.
You can't accuse the system of not getting information out, because I have more articles. I have a box of the very, very most important that I want to share here every week. And then the most important, and then as soon as possible, and then eventually. And the most important bulges so high that I have to put that aside and start another one. And if people can't see that, because this is put out for people to read, and it's very cheap. Our newspapers are still cheap, and libraries, you get it free.
Well, I've lost a lot of faith in the in the intelligence of the electorate.
Well, I don't know if they're any different than they were in Greece or in Rome. You know, I really don't know. And I don't think it's just some simple thing I read where a bear up at Yosemite ate somebody alive yesterday. People still don't even know to put their food in a box.
No, they don't.
If they don't want to know, they don't want to know. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well,
they go camping and they don't, you know, they let their kid out there with a jar of honey. And, you know, if they can't figure that out, you can't shake them up. The only trouble is that we go with them. You know, the bears leave us too.
Well, nature gets its revenge sooner or later.
The stakes get higher. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I don't think I have time for one more call. I'll tell you why. It's just 2 minutes of, and I give such long answers. That's my fault. I do that, and I shouldn't do it, but it's interesting, and I like to do that. So I think we'll just, for 1 minute, we'll discuss some of the things that I have brought in, or a couple of these articles, and share those with you, and then swing to World Watchers. Oh. Now I'm going to plug out the telephone part here. It was humming last week, and I think it affects the tape, so I okay, the humming is off. We just do have the 1 minute. And keep your eye on the newspaper, in the TV guide, in bookstores. There's a lot of articles we can share, marvelous books out. That one I mentioned on the Popessa, the German woman behind the Pope who was so close to Adolf Hitler and Mussolini, who in this book describes being in a room when Hitler was a young man at the end of World War One, and how the Vatican came to Hitler, and he wasn't a pope yet, he would soon be, that was Pacelli, and put money right in the hand of a young soldier named Adolf Hitler, just right there. He was working with him from the time the World War One was over, when the Versailles Treaty said don't rearm Germany, and eyeball to eyeball, Pacelli from the Vatican, who becomes Pius XII, and a young soldier named Adolf Hitler, exchanging money for what Hitler did the best, you know what he did. And that story is in the book, The Popessa. There's another one on the Pontiff, and there's another book on the Vatican, too. Well, it's 8 o'clock. We'll swing now to World Watchers and take the calls next week and share some more information together.